Hi everyone, and welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name is Thomas, and I'm your host. For anybody who is new to the podcast, let me tell you what you can expect. The way Get Sleepy works is very simple. You just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. I'll guide you through a short relaxation to settle you in and prepare you for a good night's sleep. And then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you into the pleasant land of dreams. The more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Tonight's story takes us along the coast of North Carolina, where we find a series of barrier islands known as the Cape Lookout National Seashore. Among them is Shackelford Banks, a thin island just 9 miles long. Accessible only by boat, the remoteness of Shackelford Banks makes it the ideal home for crabs, turtles, and several herds of wild horses. This is the story of a young girl named Molly, and the friendship she built with Diamond, one of the Shackelford horses. Before we hear the story, I'd like to give a big thanks to our friends at Helix Sleep for supporting this episode. Whilst you listen along to our stories in your bed, I'm sure you want to feel as cozy and comfortable as possible. If your mattress doesn't quite live up to that expectation, then I highly recommend that you visit helixsleep.com/getsleepy. Helix have a sleep quiz that takes just a couple of minutes to complete. They will then match your body type and sleep preferences to the ideal mattress from their multi-award-winning range, and you can settle down more comfortably than ever. Their products come with a 10-year warranty, and you get 100 nights to try out your mattress risk-free. For our listeners, Helix is offering up to $200 off on all mattress orders and 2 free pillows at helixsleep.com/getsleepy. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/getsleepy for up to $200 off. Now, as you lay in bed, hopefully feeling comfortable, warm and cozy, just turn your attention inward. Feel the rise and fall of your chest and belly as you breathe. Notice the areas of your body that just move along with the breath, and those that remain still. Try to just gradually slow your breathing down, which in turn will help the rest of your body to settle. And as you breathe, remind yourself that this is your opportunity to rest and restore. You deserve this time to feel completely at ease. And all you need to do is listen along to the velvety voice of Abby as she tells you this dreamy bedtime story. Your imagination can picture the scenes that will guide you towards a beautiful night's sleep. So as you begin your adventure into the land of dreams, I'll turn over to Abby. Our story begins on a sunny summer's day. Molly has just boarded a ferry to Shackleford Island with her parents for a relaxing family vacation.
Molly held onto the rail as the ferry skipped gently across the water. She closed her eyes and felt the sea breeze flowing across her face. Her hair danced in the air as she listened to the water drumming against the hull of the boat. As she opened her eyes, Molly saw her smiling father approach. He stopped beside her, looking out at Shackleford Island in the near distance. He told Molly how he used to visit the island as a child and how exciting it was knowing he would soon see all the horses roaming wild and free. Molly asked her father if she could pet the horse, to which he simply chuckled, explaining that these animals were usually too wary to ever get close to people. They kept to themselves. The island rose out of the ocean as the ferry drew near. It was bare except for a few boat docks along the shoreline. Rolling sand dunes gave the island its only contour. Patches of tall grass and a few craggy trees provided a hint of green to the otherwise blank space. As they reached the island, Molly asked her parents if she could choose their camping spot. They agreed, and so off she ran, determined to find the ideal location. Molly dashed across the dunes, weaving between the patches of grass. She charged through the vast, open space, her heart spilling with excitement. She hurried up bluffs and scuttled down banks, eagerly toward the shore. And then she stopped. There, just up ahead, right at the water's edge, Molly could see a pale brown foal bounding around, its wild mane wisping in the sea breeze. Her face lit up with excitement as she watched the little horse bounce from its front to its back hooves, splashing around in the shallow tide. From where she stood, Molly could see the horse had a white diamond shape between its eyes. Molly's parents appeared, placing their tent and bags down on the ground. They watched their daughter, enamoured by the foal, and joked that maybe he had chosen the location for them. Molly and her parents watched as the horse's mother approached, her ears twitching as if to signal for attention. The mare was much bigger than her child. The foal came to a stop, seeming to understand the quiet signal from its mother. Then She turned and led the little one away, back to a nearby herd of half a dozen others. As they put up their tent, Molly spoke enthusiastically with her parents about the little horse, referring to him as Diamond. Her father explained that she might not see him again, simply because there were 100 horses or more that roamed the island. But Molly knew otherwise, telling her dad that she was confident Diamond would be back. That evening, Molly watched her father gently poke at the campfire as she lay with her head on her mother's lap. She felt warmth on her face as the flames crackled and the distant waves rolled in and out at the beach. Molly didn't care that much about building a sandcastle or swimming in the ocean. She just wanted to find Diamond and play with him. As the family snuggled down into their tent that evening, it was all Molly could think about. But the whoosh of the waves eventually calmed her excitement, and she fell into a comfortable sleep. Molly awoke the next morning to the sound of birds singing outside the tent. She glanced over at her parents, still sleeping peacefully. She was ready to start the day, so she slipped out of the tent quietly and stepped into the morning sun. Molly took a breath of the fresh air and stretched out her arms wide. She always loved welcoming mornings, but today felt extra special because of the glistening beach just up ahead. Molly wandered toward it, through the tender grass, and down into the soft golden sand. As she got near to the water, a little ruby crab scuttled along the shore. Curious, she followed it, stopping as the tide rolled gently over her bare feet. By the time the water had retreated, the crab had already vanished into the sea. She stood for a moment, letting the ocean trickle back and forth over her feet, until the sound of a horse neighing caught her attention. She turned to find a group of several wild horses. There was a certain majesty to these horses, she thought. Unlike horses you see on a farm, these roamed wild and free. And they were all unique. Some were tall, others a bit stockier. And they all had their own colouring. She quickly spotted Diamond among them. The little foal looked at his mother as her ears twitched, and she nodded in Molly's direction as if giving her son permission to play. Molly stood in awe as Diamond trotted toward her, both seemingly interested in each other. He shook his head a little, splaying his mane in the breeze as he stepped into the shore just ahead of her. For a while, they both stood completely still, staring at one another. Then Diamond leaned onto his hind legs and hopped forward onto his front hooves, splashing Molly as he landed. The girl scurried back quickly, water dripping from her head and shoulders. She looked at the horse, surprise written across her face. The horse neighed a little, as if encouraging her to play. With a determined leap, Molly jumped into the shallows, splashing water all over both of them. Diamond hopped in a circle, joyfully kicking water all around. The girl laughed with glee, holding up her hands as the foal splashed around. The two took turns splashing one another, creating a happy chaos in the shallows. Inside the tent, Molly's father stirred. He could hear the sound of his daughter's laughter coming from the beach. As he emerged, he smiled at the beautiful spectacle of Molly and Diamond playing together in the water. For the rest of the vacation, Molly and Diamond spent every day in each other's company. They ran across the dunes together, wandered along the beach, and shared apples as Molly told Diamond all about her life back home. Diamond led Molly to secret parts of the island, from hidden coves to high bluffs and a secret oasis in the marsh. They saw sea turtles burying their eggs in the sand, only to then slip away into the sea. On the last day of their trip, Molly wandered down to the beach where Diamond was already waiting for her, ready to play. He hopped from his back hooves to his front, encouraging the little girl to splash around. But Molly wanted him to know she was going home today. And so, instead, she simply smiled and stroked the long white diamond on his head. Molly promised she would be back again next summer and simply asked him to remember her. As the ferry skipped across the water, Molly watched Shackleford Banks fade into the ocean. Her father put his arm around her, telling her she had a friend for life. "That means we have to come back next year," Molly replied with a grin. The following year, Molly was even more excited than the first time she visited Shackleford Banks. As the ferry docked, the girl, now taller than before, stepped onto the island with her eyes wide. In an instant, memories of the last summer came flooding back. Molly's parents followed their daughter as she instinctively led them back to the same camping spot. She looked out to the beach, hoping her friend would be splashing around in the water once more. But as she looked, there was no sign of Diamond, just a wide open expanse of glistening water. Molly's mother and father watched as their daughter returned with her head hung low. And though she said nothing, they could tell she was disappointed not to see Diamond right away. Quietly, they got to work putting up the tent. The birds awoke Molly the next morning, their sprightly chirping making a welcome chorus. Molly stepped out of the tent, the silky grass gently tickling her feet. She closed her eyes and she stretched her arms out wide, enjoying the fresh sea breeze she'd missed all year. As she opened her eyes, Molly saw several horses galloping along the beach. They moved with grace and speed, gliding along the water's edge. Molly wondered if Diamond was among them. Then, Molly heard her father stepping out of the tent. He suggested they go for a morning walk. As they walked barefoot across the dunes, they shared memories of their time on Shackleford Banks the year before. Her father remembered feeding apples to little Diamond, while Molly recalled the special places he took her to and the velvety fur on his ears. In the distance, a muscular young horse ran into the ocean. Molly and her father both paused and watched the horse rise up onto its back legs and bound forward. Back and forth the horse leapt, sending water everywhere. After a moment, the colt came to a stop, revealing the white diamond between his eyes. Molly's father saw the amazement on his daughter's face. She couldn't believe how big he'd become. Without words, her father nodded toward the water's edge, signaling to his daughter that she should reunite with her old friend. The horse's ears twitched as Molly trod softly across the sand. Diamond bowed his head and sauntered toward her. They stopped just a few feet apart. She held her breath, unsure if he would recognize her. Then Diamond neighed a little, stepping closer and nuzzling his head into Molly's shoulder. The girl laughed as she put her arms around his neck, embracing him once more. Just like the prior year, Molly and Diamond spent each day together. Diamond led Molly to even more new places, including the very tip of Shackleford Banks, where they gazed across the water to the neighbouring shore of Cape Lookout. A towering lighthouse, painted in black and white shapes, adorned the coast. One evening, Molly and Diamond visited a hidden beach where hatching turtles were emerging from the sand. She laughed with delight as the little animals instinctively dragged themselves toward the sea. As the sun went down, Diamond accompanied Molly to her campsite, where she shared pieces of apple with him. And then, as if by clockwork, Diamond's mother appeared, signaling to her son that it was time to return to the herd for the night. As the family rode the ferry back to the mainland after another magical trip, Molly made her parents promise they would return to Shackleford Banks every year. Her parents suggested that she might one day grow tired of these trips, but Molly insisted that summers with the horses were all that mattered. And so it was. Every year, Molly and her family would return to Shackleford Banks, always camping in the same spot and always waiting in anticipation for Diamond to appear. Sometimes he would be there at the shoreline waiting for Molly. Other years it might take a day or two for the horse to show up, but every summer, without fail, Diamond came to visit with his human friend. As they grew older over the years, both Molly and Diamond became taller, stronger, and more mature. As they walked, Molly would keep a hand on the stallion's back, sharing stories from the year. And though Molly never really knew if Diamond understood her words, she always felt comforted to have him there, silently listening. One evening at the campsite, Molly, now an 18-year-old woman, said goodnight to Diamond after another joyful day. She stroked his face and watched him canter away, joining up with his herd once again. As the young woman turned to her father, she could see he was just starting the night's campfire. The firewood crackled as the flames danced in the air. Molly stared into the blaze, thinking about her adventures with Diamond. The following summer, was the first Molly didn't return to Shackleford Banks. Now an adult, her life was changing in big and exciting ways. And though she often remembered those joyous days with Diamond, she was creating new, happy memories, including meeting and marrying a fine young man named Ben. Soon after, Molly and Ben welcomed baby Shelley into their lives. And as she learned how to be a mother, there were a million new memories to be made. But without realizing it, those special moments with Diamond were slipping deeper and deeper into the recesses of her mind. One spring day, Molly lay in her garden as 4-year-old Shelley sat nearby on the grass, drawing on a pad with crayons. After a moment, Shelley tapped her mother's shoulder, showing her what she had drawn. Molly looked at the picture of a small girl playing with a little brown horse. Suddenly, memories of all those beautiful summers with Diamond came flooding back. That evening, as they sat around the fire pit in their garden, Molly recounted tales of her summers with Diamond and all the amazing things she had seen at Shackleford Banks. The hidden coves, the sea turtles, ruby red crabs, and so much more. Little Shelley looked up at Molly, asking if she could meet Diamond one day. The thought filled Molly with joy. And so, not long after, Molly, Ben, and Shelley found themselves standing on the ferry, skipping over the water to Shackleford Banks. Molly smiled as she looked down at her daughter, holding Ben's hand. The sea breeze made Shelley's curly hair bounce around her face. To Molly, it was a surreal experience, returning to this place where she made so many memories, but now with her own child in tow. Shelley watched her parents put up their tent. Molly told Shelley that even though it had been many years since their last visit, the island hadn't changed much. In fact, it seemed just the same as when she was a little girl. Then, from the corner of her eye, Molly noticed something. She looked across to the beach to find a young foal playing in the rolling tide. Molly took her daughter's hand, and slowly they walked down toward the water's edge, never taking their eyes off of the foal. They laughed as the little horse kicked water all around. Soon Shelley joined in, soaking both herself and her mother. When the horse noticed them, it paused. Molly noticed a thin white stripe between its eyes. Then the foal turned toward the dunes and neighed. There, standing atop the sand dune, was the unmistakable figure of Diamond, his brown coat glistening in the sun. He had grown into a remarkable horse. Without a moment's hesitation, he bowed his head and ambled toward Molly. It was a unique greeting. No words were exchanged, just a big hug around Diamond's neck. Anyone could have felt the joy shared by the two old friends in that moment. They placed their foreheads together. It had been a long time, but neither could have forgotten of the other. After a moment, Diamond stepped back a little, neighing to the foal, as if introducing Molly to his own child. She smiled cheek to cheek at the little horse. It was a gorgeous young horse, nearly a perfect image of its father. As the sentimental moment passed, Shelley jumped in the water, causing a big splash. The foal followed Shelley's lead, leaping in the water also. Soon, Diamond, Molly, and the two youngsters were all splashing around in the shoreline. It wasn't long before Ben hurried across the sand to join in. That evening, as the family nestled down by the fire, little Shelley spoke excitedly to her father about her new friend. The little girl explained in great detail how she liked to splash around in the water with it. Molly smiled quietly to herself, realizing her daughter had started her own special friendship with one of the wild horses of Shackleford Banks. It was a moment of great continuity and connection. Many things had changed in Molly's life since those carefree summers, but many things had stayed the same too. It was comforting to know that certain places of her life would carry on through each and every phase, never losing their joy and meaning. That evening, as the family snuggled down into their tent, Molly told stories of all the secret places on the island where they would go when the sun rose. And before long, they all fell into a comforting sleep, filled with dreams of tomorrow and a beautiful day with their friends, the wild horses of Shackleford.